Thumbs Now, we begin with Dave Naylor.
Well, my thumb is up to the Montreal Alouettes, who this week signed former NFL star Chad Johnson, a.k.a. Ocho Cinco, despite the fact he's 36 and hasn't played in the NFL since 2011. Why is my thumb up when so few ex-NFL stars ever succeed in Canada? Well, because there's really no downside to this. If Chad Johnson is truly as motivated and well-conditioned as he claims, then he'll be a welcomed addition to the Owls and the CFL. And if he's not, well, he'll be gone. Montreal has proven no one makes its team based on what's on the back of the jersey. Just ask Amon Green, Dominic Rhodes, and others the Owls signed and then cut when they couldn't cut it against CFL competition. Will Chad Johnson be the exception to the rule? Well, at least it should be fun finding out. Wheat sank, anyone?
Steve Simmons.
My thumb is down to R.A. Dickey, the erstwhile Blue Jays ace, the former Cy Young Award winner, who seems to lead the major leagues in just one category, excuses. With RA, there's always something wrong. It's either too cold or it's too hot. The roof at Rogers Center is either open or closed. The wind is blowing in or it's blowing out. It's day or it's night. Everything, it seems, affects the knuckleball. He would be one of the three bears of pitching. With him, it's not often just right. Dickey has made four starts for the Jays in this young season and already owns a 6.26 earned run average. I'm sure he has a plausible explanation for that. I just don't want to hear one.
Well, let's hear Michael Farber.
My thumb is up to Marc Bergevin, Canadiens general manager and dancing fool. After Montreal's game one overtime win in Tampa, cameras caught Bergevin doing a shimmy and a shake, touching off a dance craze known as the Marcarena. Somehow I can't imagine Bergevin's predecessors, Pierre Go-Go Gautier and Disco Bob Gainey, men who were neither hip nor hop, busting moves in a luxury box. But that's Bergevin, who has been blessed with a sense of fun. When he played, he would often check into hotels as Denny Lemieux, the goalie from Slapshot. Maybe Bergevin should switch aliases to Mikhail Baryshnikov.
My thumb is down to NCAA President Mark Emmert, who congratulated himself and his organization this week for changing a dumb rule that used to prevent schools from providing meals to athletes but allowed snacks. As Emmert pointed out, a bagel was considered a snack unless it had cream cheese on it, and then it was considered a meal. Well, maybe my thumb should be up to Emmert and the NCAA for giving their heads a shake and changing that rule, but nope. It is down for looking at what they can and can't provide to the athletes and thinking that the term meal ticket actually and only refers to food. Never mind cream cheese, they should spread some money around too.